Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 281 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 6th is identify situations where you most often compare yourself to others. Do you compare yourself to others to make yourself feel better, or do you compare yourself to others to make yourself feel worse? Now, forgetting about everyone else, write down 5 reasons you have contributed to living a fulfilled life. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. Comparison is the thief of joy. The wise words from President Theodore Roosevelt tell us, it's easier said than done. I'm not sure a day goes by that I don't have the impulse to compare myself to someone else in any of my roles in my life. And social media has greatly exacerbated the problem. So how do we stop it? Let's look at the life of Marie Curie. Considered a pioneer in the field of science, she discovered the elements of radium and polonium, and her work with these elements, alongside her husband Pierre, led to the invention of X-rays. And overall, Marie Curie's work earned her a Nobel Prize in physics, as well as a second Nobel Prize in chemistry. She was the first woman ever to win a Nobel Prize, and the first person, man or woman, to win too. Marie Curie had to overcome several obstacles, including delaying her education while working to save money, her husband dying when he was run over by a horse-drawn carriage, and sickness and health effects from her work with the radiation. But through it all, she kept going. Now, some of us are going to say, well, that's great, but I don't really like science. Or I don't want to be someone who wins a Nobel Prize. And while we can't compare ourselves to Marie Curie and be the type of pioneer that she was, we each need to be a pioneer of our own purpose. We each have a unique purpose that no one else on this planet, now or throughout time, can fulfill but ourselves. So the mindset we need to employ with our inside fundamental of seeking peace and fulfillment is to be a pioneer of our own purpose. We need to constantly be searching for the work we were created to do, the people we are given to love, and the obstacles we need to rise above and overcome. Marie Curie said, quote, "You cannot hope to build a better world without improving the individuals." To that end, each of us must work for his own improvement, and at the same time, share a general responsibility for all humanity, our particular duty being to aid those to whom we think we can be most useful. End quote. For Marie Curie, it started with a passion and an interest in science, which formed during her childhood living in a household with parents who were both teachers. And it continued with her drive to improve herself so she could contribute to humanity. But being a pioneer of our purpose also requires us to be humble, because it requires us to surrender our need to compare ourselves to others, both in order to make ourselves feel better as well as to make ourselves feel worse. And it also requires us to be humble that we don't always have the answers, that we may be working toward the purpose we believe in for our lives, but there may also be something out there that can push us even farther and to a greater potential. So how about you? Can you identify situations where you most often compare yourself to others? Do you compare yourself to others to make yourself feel better, or do you compare yourself to others to make yourself feel worse? We can stop playing the comparison game when we understand we can be a pioneer of our own purpose, and when we become consumed by the desire to live the purpose we were created for, and give away our gifts and abilities to the rest of humanity. Because peace comes from living out our purpose, and fulfillment comes from giving that purpose away to others. Being a pioneer of our purpose can take us one step closer to increasing our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.